This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Okay, can't wait for this one. New word out that we can smell with our tongues. Science has always thought the taste of food came from the taste of our tongues, the smell from our noses, all combined in our brains. But now they feel we have olfactory receptors in our tongues, too. So our sense of taste occurs much faster. Next thing they'll be telling us, we can hear with our eyes. Maybe you saw the giant potato on the back of the 18-wheeler featured on those Idaho potato commercials. Well, that campaign is over. So a tiny house designer bought the giant fake spud, turned it into an Airbnb rental. It's promoted as the Big Idaho Potato Hotel and costs $200 a night to stay in it. Rental Potato is located on farmland about 25 miles south of Boise, Idaho. Of course it is. Coca-Cola is introducing Coke Coffee in 25 cities by the end of the year. Wait. Remember what happened with New Coke? They say their new drink has less sugar than a regular Coke and less caffeine than a regular coffee. But they say the drink is the perfect pick-me-up for specific times, like the middle of the afternoon, when you need just a little extra energy. Sure sounds weird. But start watching for Coke Coffee. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with part two of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New study out of the Netherlands puts a new spin on an old saying. Their research says happy wife, longer life. A man's lifespan can be impacted by the relative satisfaction of his wife. In fact, a man's lifespan is more affected by his wife's happiness than his own. Did you know or do you care people in Wisconsin eat the most frozen pizza in the country? Maybe this is a coincidence, but Wisconsin also has a large Norwegian population. And Norway is the country that eats the most frozen pizza internationally. The average adult spends more time on the John now than they do exercising. Study found the average adult spends 3 hours, 9 minutes on the toilet every week, but only spends about an hour exercising. How do they find that out? Oh, here's another one of these stories. Firefighters in Oklahoma had to rescue a would-be burglar who tried to shimmy down the chimney of a car dealership and got stuck. Luckily, employees heard noises coming from the chimney, assumed it was from pigeons. But then the manager heard one of the pigeons say, "Help!" Knew to call police right away. Surveillance footage showed the man climbing down the chimney just after midnight. He wasn't pulled out for a good 9 hours later. He was uninjured. He was arrested. Climbing into a chimney has never worked for anyone that I can remember. Hey, today the student members competing in the state competition for the History Club will be leaving the South Haven High School front parking lot at 1 o'clock. They'll head to Bay City. There will actually be a parade for the kids from South Haven High School to Center to Phoenix to the main light at Broadway. If you get the opportunity, send them off in style. State competition is this weekend, encompassing both peninsulas, and only two winners are chosen in each category to advance to the D.C. Finals. Kids have worked very hard to get this far as regional representatives. We wish them the best of luck. We're very proud of their achievements. Knucklehead news today out of Springtown, Texas, where a pizza restaurant has been temporarily shut down while health inspectors work to figure out why so many pizzas were topped with laxatives. An employee at Mr. Jim's Pizza posted on social media that he was putting Miralax on pizza. Police went down to investigate the restaurant for food tampering. While officers were there, some employees admitted to putting the laxative on at least one pizza. A fellow worker ate the tainted pizza, got sick from it. Employees denied putting laxatives on any other pies, but the health inspector wasn't taking their word for it. Shut down the restaurant until it's thoroughly inspected. Workers have been terminated. Not clear if they'll face criminal charges. Well, if you could really go for some pizza, this is some pizza that'll really help you go. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about, get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Don't forget we have a Dropbox outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you every day, and you'll get a complimentary copy of That's Just Good News as well, thanks to Dr. Case Worm's professional hearing services. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz also available at Podcast Republic, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. Spencer Rivers in for me on Monday through Thursday next week. That means the Daily Buzz rewind in this spot for the next few days. Have a great weekend. Make it a great day.